Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. It was a very good day indeed on Wall Street. The major indices closed up sharply after a startling April jobs report this morning. The numbers from CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks.
As the economy added 253,000 jobs last month, about 90,000 more than in March, while the jobless rate tied a 54-year low at 3.4%. The Dow soared higher by 546 points to 33,674. The Nasdaq jumped 269 points to 12,235, and the S&P gained 75 points to 4,136.
President Biden says he has a message ready to deliver to congressional leaders when they meet with him at the White House next Tuesday for talks on the debt ceiling.
The president insists that Congress first pass a clean debt ceiling extension and then deal with the GOP's demand for budget cuts separately.
And so, gentlemen, the American people said we like their vision better than ours. But debate the vision.
Mr. Biden points to economists who warn of steep market declines and job losses if the U.S. were to default on its debt for the first time. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas spent today in Texas defiantly defending the administration's border security plans.
While at the border in Brownsville, Texas, Secretary Mayorkas called the immigration system broken, but said they're prepared to address the tens of thousands of migrants expected to cross into the U.S. after Title 42 expires on May 11th.
The message is very clear. We are coming with the relief that our laws provide to the individuals in need. The border is not open. It has not been open, and it will not be open.
Mayorkas adding the surge of resources and funding continues, including $330 million for NGOs and local communities. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The UN's World Health Organization today downgraded the coronavirus pandemic. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus.
With great hope that I declare COVID-19 over as a global health emergency.
The head of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, said today in advance of the official scheduled end of the COVID emergency in this country next week that it's a good time for her to announce her resignation. She'll leave at the end of next month. Royal watchers here in the U.S. are preparing for the coronation of the British King, including Audrey Cavanaugh Dowsett. She works at Tea and Sympathy in New York City.
We're serving King Charles's quiche. Each monarch has chosen a dish. And King Charles has chosen a quiche with beans and tarragon.
Ford is recalling almost 232,000 2004 to 2006 Ranger vehicles because replacement front passenger airbag inflators may have been installed incorrectly.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Efforts to overhaul Wisconsin's shared revenue system appear to be headed for a veto. Governor Evers issued a video statement yesterday to say the bill doesn't send enough money to local communities and that it comes with too many strings attached.
That's why I can't support the Republican plan as is, and frankly, I'll veto it in its entirety.
Evers objects to conditions the bill puts on places like Milwaukee to get all the state money they can. Former Governor Scott Walker tells the Journal Sentinel Donald Trump should be at the first Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee in August. New York Times reports Trump is likely to skip at least one of the first two debates. In sports, the Bucks are in the market for a new head coach. They fired Mike Budenholzer yesterday. The Brewers are at San Francisco tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUK.
You're listening to independent programming that has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. To learn more and to see our entire broadcast lineup, go to civicmedia.us.
Saw what you saw is what you get this week. By the way, live from Solidarity Realty Studio, part of the Civic Media Network. It's outside the Pizza Box. Of course, it's Friday night. You're tuned in to Mad Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And you can also follow us on Apple and Google Podcasts. Yeah? But wow, what a week with Republicans. How about it was? 545 items? You know, there's no way we're going to be able to cover all that, right? And I know it's been talked about for the last few days, but there's some things I'd like to put my spin on, some of my little pizza sauce on it. By the way, this is Pizza Box Mike, and I have Evo as my fine engineer and producer. If you want to participate, if you really want to blow off some steam today because you watched what the Republicans did, the number is 844-967-2789. I don't think that you can find fault with Tony Evers' efforts to improve and move the state forward. I would consider him as a pragmatic that leans towards the progressive side, actually quite a bit. So the first thing you hear, and we all know, you know, we've taken several, well, I guess you call them surveys, you know, referendums or questions as to what the people of Wisconsin would like to see happen. And here we go. Republicans who control the state budget committee took their first votes Tuesday, stripping out more than 500 items from Democratic Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal, including items like a new paid family leave program, legalizing marijuana, tightening gun laws, and expanding Medicaid. And I think that all working families in Wisconsin, and that is certainly the majority of people that live here, agree with that and believe that, you know, that's probably something. Listen, I'll just give you one statement from this dumbass in Beaver Dam. And, I'm glad he opened his mouth because, you see, I'm going to ride him till he falls over. Here's his comments. So when the solutions apparently from the Dems are more government, more spending, more welfare, smoke more weed,
yeah,
our approaches are going to be different. State Rep. Mark Bourne, Republican Beaver Dam, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee. See, they like to call it the Joint Committee on Finance, but when it gets covered by the news, it's called what it actually is, the Joint Finance Committee. Listen, if you think I'm being mean to Mark Bourne, the first time I saw him, you know, he was like, I heard him talking, you know, I'm the representative of Beaver Dam. And I'm like, damn, he looked like a beaver. And he does. So, Mr. Bourne, I will finish making a sign with a blown-up picture of your head pasted to a pizza box, and I'll put Beaver Bourne on there, or something like that. Yeah, I know it's mean, isn't it? That's just the way I am, right? I'm mean to nice people like Mark Bourne, who started his career as a prison guard, and now he's a lifetime legislator. And listen, if you don't think that guy's licking the boots of the fascists, because he is a spineless bastard, and I know for a fact, because I was frustrated with him before in the past, right? And I approached him and said, you know what? I wish you were never born. You know, like that commercial that makes kids feel bad. And yes, I was hoping he felt bad because I'd have to think that his mother would think I did not give birth to a son to end up like this. And I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I think that he's just a slug and he's a punk. And there's just so many things that are just like, what kind of a statement is that? First of all, let's go back to, you know, your Senate majority leader, the neo-fascist nepotism, Devin LeMahieu, I guess they say. I say LeMahieu, whatever, man, look, LeMahieu, whatever. Lemming, jumping off the cliff, leading Wisconsin the wrong way, decided that we should go to a flat tax, which of course means that rich people get to pay even less on their taxes and that your services will be cut, okay? Like your roads and your schools and your hospitals and of course the libraries, which they want to burn anyway, right? We are that far down the road, people. I don't know if you remember how many clinics and hospitals were closed and schools, small, you know, rural schools were combined to, you know, two communities because of what they did to the gutting public school system so that they could privatize and what? Use propaganda to teach their little army of fascists for the future of Wisconsin. You got issues though. One being, I'm still here. And as long as I am, man, I'm like on the attack. The Badger, right? We're the Badger State. Listen, it's the month of May, my birth month, and I feel like doing something special, okay? And that is to go in there and just, like a badger, just chew you guys right up, spit you out, hope that some of you get tired, want to resign because it's not worth it because I humiliate you with the truth so much that you decide, I just, you know, this is wrong because you are weak. You're so weak that when I watch LeMahieu, you know, and in his hearings, he's reading from like basically a pamphlet, word for word. These are not the Republicans' thoughts. They don't have any. Which leads me to, you know, when they mention artificial intelligence, I'm like, I'm pretty sure we got enough of that here in the Wisconsin Assembly. I don't think we need any more of that artificial intelligence. But we'll talk about artificial intelligence a little more later, maybe in the second half of the show. 844-967-2789. Now let's get back to him taking a shot at marijuana. It's not about smoking more pot, dumbass, beaver. It's about not having to go to different states or buy it illegally within the state. And using the tax dollars that you'd get from that, certainly that would make up for your idea of a flat tax, which I am not in favor of. The wealthy should be taxed at a higher rate. They have much more use of our infrastructure. They live in secure communities. And they own politicians. and judges. It's so corrupt. I mean, I talked to some of my, you know, friends from 30 years that I didn't meet till I was, you know, 20 some 30 years old out there. And they're just really angry. Okay. And they're angry at Biden. And I'm like, hold on here. You know, why weren't you angry for the last 30 to 40 years like I've been? I know you guys are playing like, well, it's the Republican-Democrat thing. You know, you got to be one or the other, and you got to be a loyalist. And it doesn't matter who your representative is as long as you win. Okay? Getting back to marijuana. All we have to do, Mr. LeMahieu and Mr. Bourne, is look to the south. Look to the east. Look to the west. Everybody else is doing it. Look to the north. Canada's doing it. Wisconsin's not doing it because we have the strongest lobby, in my opinion, in this state, is the Tavern League. I mean, who else could, during a pandemic, get it passed through the legislature? Well, you know, these are tough times, so we're going to let you take a to-go drink home, but it's going to be sealed. So, you know, it's not an open intoxicant. Till the guy gets out of the car, takes his little jackknife out, and slits a hole and sticks a straw in. Now you're drinking and driving, and you're already intoxicated. And how many people die every single year in this country, in this state, and this country, from the illnesses and the violence and the accidents associated with alcohol use? Does anybody want to argue or debate that? I mean, the numbers are there. The deaths are there. I've had them in my family. A lot of you have them in your families, right? Or a member of your family's been injured or killed by a drunk driver. Yeah. See, this is what I'm going to give the Republicans. And I know they're not going to like it. And there'll be people in there that work there. And there'll be Democrats that think, you know, I'm a bad example for the Democratic Party. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a representative of your party. I vote for you guys. I try to push you to the left. But what I'm going to do for the Republicans, new signs, old signs, you're not going to be going through the rotunda. I'm banking on some help on this, folks. Not that I need to, you know, that I'm afraid or intimidated, right, Scott Walker? To get in the faces of the fascists and go, oh yeah, welcome to the Badger State. Welcome to my house. Yeah, this is Robin Boss's favorite song. He's a skeezer, man. They always like to say people are immoral and they smoke pot and this and that. Ain't nothing worse than a leader of your state assembly that's been married 4 times. Marrying people that are married to other people, or, you know, having the affair first with someone that's married to someone. Oh, yeah, but they were going to get divorced. Yeah. Sign that non-disclosure. That's number 4. Hey, Robin, I sent you a text or a private message on Facebook. Did you see it yet? Have you found wifey number 5 yet? Oh, we'll be back in a minute.
Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes Radio Tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard. Back at the
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 57, winds out of the south 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 67. Cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
I mean, Madison is the home of Bratfest and the World Naked Bike Ride.
It makes sense we'd call it home, too.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of decadence, but I can't feel when my cup's already overfilled. Yeah. But it's on the table, the fire's cooking, and the farming babies with slaves are working. The blood is on the table, and the mouths are choking, but I'm going hungry. Yeah. I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of decadence.
Breaks my heart. It really does. Yeah, go after the welfare people, you bastards. Because they're the ones that are causing you to live a miserable life and work your ass off and not get what you deserve. What do you think they deserve? Hey, Bourne, how'd you like to switch place with the welfare recipients? I can't get it through my friends' heads, man. They're not the ones. How can you believe this? With billionaires being made every single day in this country. 1,000 billionaires. Each one of those 1,000 billionaires is probably a million people struggling in this country and their families. Yeah, you think this guys on the left are heartless and mean and dangerous and violent? We don't pick up guns, man. Guys like me don't pick up guns. I know better. You guys are probably going to find out someday that your own people are going to come after you, man. That's how this works, man, where you just eat yourselves right up, the whole crowd. Hey, man, let's go to Mark in the sack.
Now, you just mentioned eating wasn't it down in Florida when they were getting people arrested down there? They're eating chocolate cake. Man. And I couldn't help but think that's pretty ironic. They're considering, you know, the old Marie Antoinette thing, let them eat cake from the old French Revolution. That didn't turn out for the high and mighty in revolutionary France. For Wisconsin legislators, you know, have they, you know, that they claim to be such good Christians and pretty much ignoring Matthew 25, where we're supposed to be clothing the hungry and clothing the naked and feeding the hungry and welcoming in the stranger, which covers a couple of the, you know, that taking care of the sick, that they just ignore that because, you know, we should be welcoming the stranger because, you know, the immigrants, they want to debase and hungry, they refuse to pay to feed that. And all these guys are, you know, what, how much work did they do last year when they're all, they went on recess and didn't come back until whenever the hell they did come back. I mean, they're off for like 9 months.
You know, oh, that's been a few sessions because remember Robin Voss had to go on an early honeymoon with his fourth wife and a lobbyist.
It was his fifth because it was one of those divorces was not really a divorce, it was just an annulment.
I counted that as the four. Yeah, I don't think it's five okay, yet. But five's coming, man.
It's just ridiculous. And first off, I wanted to thank you then for the cup you sent me.
Yeah, I'm glad you got it.
Got one of that great.
That was pretty cool.
That's the thing, you know, great mug.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is just ridiculous. These guys, they don't want to take the Medicaid money, which would cost us nothing to take that money.
Right. And here's the thing, Mark. The other thing is, how much does it cost taxpayers to take care of people that don't have the insurance, right? It's much more costly.
It costs us more.
Yes, like millions, tens of millions, you know? Yeah.
And tax cuts. We're all getting, the Republican budget was a tax increase for the majority of us.
Well, sure it is. When they say a tax, flat tax, they mean they're cutting for the wealthy again.
It's raising the taxes on the people down at the bottom and you know, giving a big, huge tax decrease to the people at the top who should be able to afford a tax increase to pay for the infrastructure in the state that made them wealthy in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, damn Mark Bourne. I mean, to hell with him.
Oh, Beaver Dam.
I mean, it is just, you know, it is just ridiculous. The guy, you know, that nobody could, you know, that, and the media should be all over his ass, but they're not going to be.
Oh, I will be.
I mean, that.
He knows me, man. Yeah, he's got to know I'm coming. They got to know I'm coming because this is like one of the worst strippings of a budget ever. Okay, you know, it's on the opposite end, but it's the same thing as living through a Walker years of the budgets. This is denying the people what they need, deserve, and want.
And not to be flip, I mean, they're going after the trans people again.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
sure.
None of them can probably. They don't understand that it's just a small fraction of the population that are trans. It's a tiny percentage of the population. They're no threat to the rest of us.
And that tiny percentage that I've met so far, I like a lot better than the, oh, you know, the Robin Vosses of the world, right? You know, such a good man.
Here's a reading list suggestion for everybody for that matter. The Left Hand of Darkness by Ursula K. Le Guin. She posits this is a science fiction, but posits another world where the people on that planet are perfect hermaphrodites, where they both father children and mother children. Because it was they're probably genetically manipulated to be that way by an ancient human race that seeded people across the galaxy in that particular thought experiment that she did. But she also talks about the whole personal, the pronoun thing in that book when she describes how she wrote that book, describing he or she or how she could describe the people in that book. I mean, I read that book back in college and it kind of, you know, made me think along different lines. For that on that particular subject, it is just ridiculous that these guys you probably can't even see, they don't even know the terms vulva, labia, clitoris, and they're afraid to talk to, you know, they're all afraid of the nasty lady parts, and it just is ridiculous for the Republicans these days. I mean, I just don't get it.
Well, I do, man.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the call. Thanks. Yeah, thanks, and I tell you what, I know who.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. With COVID cases near their lowest in 3 years, the World Health Organization says the virus is not an emergency. Vanderbilt University's Dr. William Schaffner.
The pandemic phase of this virus is indeed over, not only in the developed, but also in the developing world.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, expecting an influx of migrants when Title 42 ends next week, says he visited Brownsville, Texas today to make sure the protocols are in order.
This requires a community response
to a challenge to our communities. And that is indeed what we are bringing, a community response.
The Supreme Court stops for now the execution of Oklahoma inmate Richard Glossop after the state attorney general says he can no longer support that execution be carried out. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Both the prosecution, the state of Oklahoma, and the defense agree that they have real questions about whether he's even guilty of this crime.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Closing arguments begin today in the trial of Khalil Perry. The now 15-year-old is accused of carjacking, robbing, and sexually assaulting an 87-year-old woman as she dropped off library books in November of 2021 in Waukesha. Perry is being charged as an adult for first-degree sexual assault with a dangerous weapon, armed robbery, kidnapping, and operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Wisconsin adults considered of prime working age are either working or looking for work at a rate that's among the best in the country. That's according to a new report from the University of Wisconsin Extension. Prime working age adults include those from 25 to 54 years old. In 2021, Wisconsin had the fifth highest labor force participation rate for women and the ninth highest for men. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
If you're tired of the government and economy only working for the wealthy, then it's time to join Our Wisconsin Revolution. Our Wisconsin Revolution's mission is to make Wisconsin a true democracy by challenging the establishment and pushing for policies that benefit the working class. Policies affecting our everyday lives, economics, the environment, and social justice. Restore education and bring fundamental change to Wisconsin and join Our Wisconsin Revolution today. Log on to OurWisconsinRev.com. That's OurWisconsinRev.com.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to iupatdc7.com.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC at Bat Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCatBat.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Because people are crazy, they're going to sit back, and watch the world just burn. Come on, people. In 1 week, we had a climate range of 28 degrees to 82 degrees. And then during that week, we had fires, floods, blizzards, tornadoes, and then blizzard again. Come on. It's time to get real. It's not climate change, man. It's humans destroying the ecosystem. And just going with a guy on Facebook, he's like, yeah, well, you know, I don't like snakes, so, you know, I kill them, you know, garter snakes. And I'm like, well, you know, he says it might not be smart. And I'm like, well, it's not very wise, no. Well, you know, this and that, and mice, too. And I'm like, yeah, they're not part of our ecosystem, are they? It's just ignorance. And when we need to turn away from that at the most, you know, important time of our history, you know, we're going to strip those provisions from a bill that, and then label it, you know, the way they do. And listen, it's not about smoke. I'm not going to smoke any more pot if it's legal in Wisconsin than if it's not. It's not about that. Okay. And you seem to think that alcohol is cool. Right? Pharmaceuticals, wiping people out, guns, all that. It's endless. See, you don't want any control, see? And you're not supposed to judge a book by its cover. Yeah, you guys all want us to have the same book cover. Yeah, we all want to be the same. Little machines. Anyway, I'm going to give CJ a shot. What's happening, man?
Hey, Mike. I did want to change the subject a little bit, but yeah, there should be at least medical, you know, should be medical allowed in Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
For sure.
I mean, come on, Mississippi, Alabama, it will be, recreational will be legal. And CJ, I just got to tell you that, you know, there's, it's factual evidence that recreational is medicinal for a lot of people. And I'll include myself. ADHD, cancer, you know, thyroid, all, you know, hey. And I didn't get any of that stuff from smoking marijuana, but go ahead, man.
Well,
go ahead and change the subject too, man, because I'm like, I am prepared, dude. I mean, I'm weathered. Yeah. I'm, you know, bring it.
I do want to change the subject, and I was curious because you were an athlete, and I'm so proud of the Republicans because they do care and love women and girls more than the political football of transgenders, XY chromosome competing in XX chromosome sports. Shouldn't happen. Thank God they stood up for women and fairness. And I cannot believe the stance that the Liberal Democrats are taking. Where are, you know, the women that claim to stand up for women's rights and fairness?
Well, there you have it, CJ. I mean, you know, most women don't agree with you because they, you know, they're like me. Oh, yeah, you think that's funny. Well, let me tell you something then. Stop for a second. How about when the Republicans defunded Special Olympics? The family values people. Did you know that, CJ? Did you? I didn't
think
so.
That was because it was lumped into another bill.
Yeah, you know what? It's time for you to go, buddy. You went off the charts. I gave you a chance. And again, what you're going to do is you're going to pick a thing that's like just so insignificant. Except for the people that it doesn't even affect, like you, CJ. No, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen that girls don't get scholarships because a transgender beat them in the championship and they took second. That's not what's happening. Now, if you know, look, guys didn't mind wrestling girls when they decided to wrestle, CJ. Huh? You ever think of that one? Anyway. What I think about it is the same thing that most people think about that are critical thinkers. Who's being affected by it? And who's actually the ones complaining about it? Because I just don't. And the girls that are participating in the sports don't seem to be complaining about it too much, except for the righty whiteys. And with that, I'm going to Jake in Eureka.
Hey, so that last right-wing racist Republican caller asked, why did Why do the women who consider themselves to be feminists, how come they're not going after transgender folks? What are they busy doing? Well, I'll tell you what the women of America are busy doing right now, trying to pretend their right, protect their right to choose from people like CJ.
Yeah, because they care about women. Isn't it funny that he brings that up when they deny women the right to make their own choices? Yeah.
Yeah, when the Republican Party is forcing 13-year-old girls who are raped to have their rapist child, I think, yeah, feminists probably have some more important issues to worry about than whether or not somebody who is transgender is participating in local sports. You know, if the Republicans want to know why they're going to lose in 2024 in a landslide, that call is a perfect example. Do you really think most Americans are as obsessed with transgender folks as the average right-wing male Republican? And part of it is these Republican men, they have a lot of very unresolved sexual issues, shall we say, about their own identity. You know, let's look at these guys like, oh, Lindsey Graham. You know, why can't Lindsey Graham, who's a senior citizen, just come out of the closet already? I mean, seriously, don't you think some folks in South Carolina by now, you know, it's 2023, could handle the fact that he's obviously a gay man?
Trump's got something on him, dude. Trump's got the film on him. Because roll the tape, Lindsey. Roll the tape.
Well, according to the word on the street, Lindsey Graham has literally hired every male prostitute on the East Coast by now. Okay, seriously, he is a pervert, and it is known.
Yeah,
he likes them a lot.
Yeah, right? They're groomers and perverts.
Gay men are perverts. I'm saying Lindsey Graham in particular is a pervert.
Sure he is.
This guy is a John. He's a John. He's doing stuff that's illegal in his state. You know, I think prostitution is illegal back here in South Carolina. It's not Nevada, okay? So what's up with that, Lindsey? You know, you hire a new male hooker every other night, which is against the law. Prostitution's against the law. So how come nobody's investigating that at the FBI?
Hey, listen, there's a divide in this country where you're protected and where you're not. And clearly, those people that live in that bubble, in that beltway, right? Once you're in, man. You really got to screw up.
It's a club.
You really got to screw up to lose everything. Clarence and Jenny. Clarence and Jenny, come on, man.
Yeah.
This is just a joke.
The Republican Party is just this giant racist country club now. And not like the old country club back in the Bush days.
Hey, but Tiger Woods can get in. Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan can come.
At least back with the Bushes, they allowed a few tokens in. Now it's just straight up Deep South neo-Confederate neo-Nazi nonsense with the Republicans.
Thanks a lot, Jake. And I will add this. Along with them forcing young women and girls that are raped to have children, they're a path, a queer path for the rapists to have parental rights. Did you know that? Pretty disgusting, isn't it? Now, if you think I'm wrong, look at Missouri. They moved the marriage age from 15 to 16, and now they got legislators that want to move it back to 12, and that's so perv men can get married to 12-year-old girls and rape them. This is disgusting. Who in their right mind would think that's something? Yeah, I mean, they are not the family values people. And I'm getting really upset, so I'm going to go to Joanne in Madison.
Hey, this is the best show ever, and thank you very much for the Ed Schultz gear that arrived.
Did it fit?
All right. It fits perfectly. Thank you so much. And just a note about women and how women feel about this whole situation, and I can say that the young girls are more concerned about AI taking their job
right?
Trans individuals.
It's just awful.
And I love to hear you talking about AI and what's going to be coming toward us. You know, the robots that are going to be flipping those burgers.
They already are.
Mickey D
Yeah.
I'm just so concerned because what we don't have higher level thinkers like yourself making those decisions. We've got very low level lizard brain people making decisions about what's going to be happening to us in the future, and that's very scary because AI can be used for a lot of good things, but what it will be used for is getting rid of these lower level jobs. You know, the internships and the entry level jobs that train students to become better. You know, everybody needs a leg up in a job. and we won't have those lower level jobs. Everybody's going to have those, you know, going to have to skip to the high levels and not get that initial training, because the AI is going to be taking all of that over. In a newspaper, for example, the AI is going to be writing the obits and covering the city council and all of that, and the young journalistic minds won't have that early experience. So, again, great show, and I admire you for taking on CJ. I don't have the stomach for that. I really don't. So thank you so much.
Oh, and thank you. Well, again, I've weathered some storms, even some recent ones, and I'm willing to let people come on and make fools of themselves. Really, I am. What am I supposed to do about it? I mean, I'm who I am. I'm going to stay this way. It's for real. And I'm going to take it to the people that are the problem again. You know, CJ isn't my problem. The people that he's, you know, voting for are. Even though, yes, in essence, you know, by being connected to that thinking. And it is sad, okay? It truly is. In the meantime, you know, I'm talking to people that are highly educated and successful in business, trying to work out a situation for me. And I got people still thinking that, you know, climate change, you know, I don't think it's, you know, that kind of doomsday kind of thing. I'm like, Jesus Christ almighty. You've got to be kidding me. It's not like I'm a doomsdayer, people. And artificial intelligence is really going to put the nails in. Okay? What could go wrong? Skynet. Okay? Terminator. You know, when the machines are smarter than you are. Because you're letting them decide for you. All I could say is you better have a manhole cover picked out. You better have a fresh water supply somewhere and a little bit of dried up fruit and vegetables and stuff, because it's going to get ugly. And it already is. But too many people think that because, you know, they're still getting up every day and going, it's not really that bad. It hasn't been that bad for me. Ron Johnson says climate change is great in Wisconsin. Yeah, that's why rattlesnakes are moving this way, and alligators. but it's not a problem. You know, who cares what happens to Africa or, you know, Southeast Asia or the Middle East? You know, that's not us. They're not white. Come out and say it, you clowns. You can't get over your cancel culture. The one you use to wipe out hundreds of cultures. Who knows how many? I haven't been here that long. Nothing like a drink of water, huh? Yeah. Somebody ought to talk to the Republicans about that. We need clean water, and it's not up to the people to clean the water that's been polluted by the polluters that the Republicans give cover to, man. Water to drink by. I don't want anybody drinking plastic, for Christ's sake. I don't want the fish eating it. Come on, man.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchases also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue, across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, located at 520 State Street in Madison. Order online today at knuckleheads.shop. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows dip down to about 57. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 67. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
You can't handle the truth.
We're here to dispute that.
You can handle the truth. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Is the way, and I'm gonna stick to it, man. Yes, I know who the haters are, man. You can't throw that stuff at me, man. You can't. It's eating me up lately, too. Just eating me, and I'm like, I gotta get past this. I had to listen to Tucker Carlson saying he didn't want to be like that. You douche. Wow. Let's not forget Jeff's Guitar Clinic, huh? In Stoughton, Wisconsin. Go to jeffsguitar.com. And you can get all your guitar needs, repairs, handmade instruments made by Jeff, huh? Music lessons, gift certificates, and a studio that we still haven't used for podcasting to try and become a millionaire like these other clowns. I think we'd do better now. I got to get back to this real quick, okay? This Mark Bourne and this welfare stuff, okay? Here, let's talk about welfare. $50,000 a year to do nothing. Right? Per diem. Oh, that isn't welfare. You know, I don't know what it's up to now, but it used to be like $140 a day for gas, food and gas allowance that the legislators can claim, any of them. And I don't agree with it, but I do understand that there's some of these legislators actually need it, right? Because they're not, you know, owners or lawyers on the side and stuff like that. You know, this is their full-time job, right? And they do work. But many of them don't work at all. They're hardly there, and I'll get to that too. But then there's the insurance. Then there's the pension, lifelong pension. And then there's a chance to become a lobbyist after you lick the boots for the fascists in Wisconsin, right? And that's how it works. And then from there, you might even get a chance to run for Congress and get fatter than Fitzgerald. Ooh, butterball. And on top of that, Mark Bourne has 7 staffers. They're all paid by taxpayers. And the reason why he has 7 staffers is he's dumber than a box of rocks, man. A beaver is smarter than him. A beaver can build a dam. This guy can only destroy dams, right? Anyway, that's in his history, you know, a prison guard right into, you know, being a legislator. Really a really nice, strong work history. And I'm done with that. So I'm going to go to Mary from Wauwatosa. How are you, Mary?
Hi, Pizza Box. Thanks for taking my call. A couple of thank yous. One is for the mug that I received from you this week. I will value it. Secondly, I want to thank you for your continually highlighting the skewed values in our society, one glaring one being, you know, money and power over people. And then lastly, you had introduced me to Native Roots on Civic Media, and I noticed that with Maggie Dawn taking the 6 o'clock hour on Civic Media, I was just wondering, are we going to be able to still, you know, listen to Native Roots?
Here's Evil.
Do you have any idea about that?
Here's Evil. Let him
hear. Mary, thank you so much for asking. Yes, Native Roots will still be available here I almost said the bad word, here on WMDX at 10 p.m. daily. So it's moving quite a bit later, but it still will be here.
Okay. Yeah, and quite honestly, Mary, I'm going to give that's the best show on the radio that I listen to.
They're
too smart, they're too funny, and they're too real.
It's for us.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, they're humans, and I'm human too. See, so it's easy for me to connect with the way they think, their sense of humor through all this bad stuff, you know. And I mean, who knows more about it than Native Americans? It, wiping out 90 to 95% of the Native American tribes, and you know, come on, Whitey, wake up, man. You ain't all that just because you came over here with diseases and weapons that, you know, and lies and cheating and stealing. Yeah, I thought that's what, supposedly they came from England to escape that kind of, you know, hierarchy. But, you know, we know that they came here and established their own, man. And that's where we're at, Mary.
Yeah, and commendably, you know, they're here to lead us out of our problems, you know, which is just unbelievable. Thanks. Thanks.
Hey, you bet. Thanks for listening and participating again. And I just got to tell you, Robin Voss, I doubt that. You know, he probably has a, let's see, did he even post anything? No, but he does have a Facebook page, you know, and it's so nice. Oh, Daniel Kelly, vote April 4th. Loser. There he is with his happy wife. And if you read the profile, he likes travel, golf, good government. And I saved reading for last because I think his favorite book is Mein Kampf. Right? I could see him wearing the SS uniform. Come on, man. The guy's, he uses women's prison labor. You can't remember the clown outfit he wore when doctors and nurses didn't even have that gear to mock us and say, oh, it's safe to go out and vote because look at me. like we were all going to go out with that kind of gear. He's just an ass. He always has been, right? You know, and unfortunately, I went to Whitewater as well as Robin and his roommate, Reince Priebus. And, you know, they planned this from the start, you know, that this is the path they wanted to take. They wanted to get involved in politics and cheat people out of everything they could. And, and he's got slumlord problems in Whitewater, you know, rentals to people that are just not up to par. But, you know, I'll tell you what, if you go to some of the fraternities and sororities in any campus town, you're going to find some dilapidated buildings and the kids don't really care because they're special. They got this building and yeah, I don't get it because they're nasty, you know, and they trash the place every year and there's garbage and puke and beer everywhere. That's Mark Bourne's idea of moving the state forward. See, you know, mock the people that aren't the problem, dude. We're not the problem. Poor people aren't the reason why Wisconsin's failing. People that smoke pot are not the problem. People that drink and have guns and are violent and shoot their families and then kill themselves. Has anybody noticed all the shootings that happened this week? Because, I mean, it was like 3 a day. Mass shootings. A couple of them by kids. Then there's teenagers throwing rocks through, you know, windshields, killing people and then taking pictures of it. I mean, we're sick, people. This is not a great nation. It's a failing nation. And it's getting worse. And it's going to continue to get worse until people stop really playing politics. Seriously, it's always been personal to me. And I'm asking you guys, don't let me down, man, Wisconsin. Come on. Next week, man, we are at the Capitol. Feel free to join me, anybody listening. You don't even need me there. But we got to start raising it up a little bit. And then, you know, I sent that message to Robin Voss. I say, hey, you find wifey number 5 yet? Oh, you know, this summer looks like a good time for recalls and chaos, just the way you like it, Robin. I know he hasn't seen it yet. Damn, I wish he would. Because the guy loves me. Anyway, tune in next week when Outside the Pizza Box returns at 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And that's Mad Radio. Civic Media Network. Broadcast live in Solidarity Realty Studio. Oh boy, we'll see you next week.
Zogalo Food Truck Park is so much fun. They have such variety in one place. You name it. Ice cream, bagels, sushi, tacos, pizza, to tasty sandwiches, and a fun full bar to boot with some craft cocktails and beers. You can even host a private party or reserve a heated hut. Support local food entrepreneurs with family and friends and taste Milwaukee. Open Tuesday through Sunday. Find us at ZogaloMKE.com. That's ZogaloMKE.com.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.